guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. I welcome the viewers of Madani channel back to our silsila, which is regarding our role models. Our role models, meaning our mentors, to whom we look up to, those personalities who are our leaders, practically and spiritually, those who see that we should apply in our lives practically. And alhamdulillah, in every episode, we discuss regarding a different personality, a different wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a different pious ancestor. And today, the personality we are going to speak about is a very beloved and a very blessed friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very prominent alim deen, a very prominent scholar of Islam. None other than Ra'isul Ulama, Tajul Atqiya, Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman. Ra'isul Ulama, Hazrat Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Hamid Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, is the 40th Imam and Shaykh of the Silsilai Aliya Qadriya Razaviya Attariya. His name comes on the 40th position in the Silsilai Aliya Qadriya Attariya. He is amongst our peer. He is amongst our shuyukh. According to the family tradition, he was given the name Muhammad during his Aqiqah, the value of which in Arabic numerals is 9-2. He was affectionately called Hamid Raza, meaning with love they used to call him Hamid Raza, and his title is Hujjatul Islam. Hujjatul Islam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, is the son of Mujaddid of the 14th century, Ala Hazrat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, who was the son of Hazrat Allama Maulana Naqi Ali Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who was the son of Maulana Raza Ali Khan, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He attained his knowledge at the feet of his blessed father, Sayyidina Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He attained proficiency in the fields of hadith, Islamic jurisprudence and tafsir, and graduated with distinctions at the tender age of 19. His blessed father admired Hujjatul Islam for his sincerity and dedication in gaining knowledge. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu loved him so dearly that he said, Hamidum minni wa ana min al Hamid. Meaning, Hamid is from me and I am from Hamid. Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Hamid Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, was a very handsome personality. He was very fair in complexion and his face shone like a bright light. All those who saw him could not compare him to any other person whom they have seen. He is the eldest son of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barakat, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He was the image of his father in looks and the true successor of his blessed father. His personality was a shining example of the truth of Islam. In addition to his inner spiritual beauty, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with outer beauty as well. All those who saw Hujjatul Islam have said that never have they seen in their era such a handsome and beautiful personality. Scores of non-Muslims accepted the pure religion of Islam only by looking at the blessed face of Hujjatul Islam. The excellence of his handsomeness was such that anybody who saw him would say, Hada Hujjatul Islam, meaning that this is the proof of Islam. When Hujjatul Islam, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, traveled to the holy cities of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara for Hajj and Ziyarah, he was blessed with meeting great scholars such as Sheikh Sayyid حسین دباغ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ اینڈ سیدی مالکی ترکی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ after meeting حجت الاسلام رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ both these learned scholars said from the learned and talented personalities in India we have never met anybody that was more fluent and commanding in the Arabic language than حجت الاسلام حجت الاسلام رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ a beautiful personality outwardly and inwardly as well the more beautiful his personality was the more beautiful and attractive his face was the more beautiful his heart was the more beautiful he was when people saw him the more beautiful he was when people met him when people spoke to him when he reacted with people when he interacted with people when he communicated with people people always loved him people always said that he is one of the best persons in looks of outwardness and inwardness and one of the reasons of this was ala hazrat rahmatullahi taala alayhi tarbiyat ala hazrat as a father brought him up with the islamic values so that he inwardly beautified himself he inwardly kept a soft heart he had a calm nature he had a soft heart and he had the understanding of deen he had the understanding of islam he knew what the excellence of islam is when it comes to sabr he knew what the excellence is when it came to shukr when it came to showing tolerance when it came to kindness hujjatul islam always demonstrated that beauty of his heart to the people he always met people with love he loved the people and people loved him hujjatul islam Hazrat Allama Maulana Hamid Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was a bright example of his pious predecessors and his illustrious forefathers he possessed a beautiful character and all good habits he was a very pleasant and gentle person and would always smile when anybody spoke to him he would always keep that beautiful smile on his face when anybody spoke to him irrespective of whether a very rich person or a poor person whether a very high ranked person or a apparently low ranked person he always spoke to everyone with love affection and a beautiful smile acting upon the sunnah of the beloved nabi sallallahu taala alaihi wasallam his respect for the elders and love for children was one of his blessed qualities he always lowered his gaze when in conversation or when walking in the street he spent most of the time in the recitation of durood-e-pak and it was for this reason that many had witnessed him recite durood aloud even when he was sleeping hujjatul islam rahmatullahi taala alayh like his father strongly opposed whenever something was against quran and sunnah when something was against the principles of sharia they always opposed and they always embraced when it came to something which was in accordance to quran and sunnah and when something was according to the commandments of sharia due to his humbleness his dress was also the same notwithstanding his status and knowledge his lifestyle remained the simple lifestyle even though he was a great scholar and the son of the mujaddid of the century he never showed any pride over his knowledge he respected the ulama and mashayikh and humbled himself in their presence his humbleness was another example of his exemplary character such a humble personality such a noble personality the father is the mujaddid of the time the father is one of the most prominent scholars of his time himself is one of the most prominent scholars of his time an excellent person when it came to fiqh a genius when it came to tafsir a brilliant person when it came to hadith but yet very humble father is so big his rank himself is so big but yet very humble met everyone with a smile spoke to everyone with smile never practiced that pride nowadays we know something we act as if we know everything the other person is like an absolute ignorant in front of us no it's not like that maybe you know something the other person does not know and maybe the other person knows something you do not know so what the pride all about pride should not be there and this is what our pious ancestors have taught us practically that we should not practice arrogance in our life on anything whether that is knowledge whether that is respect whether that is money or whatever it may be because we have this money we have these luxuries we have this name and fame today we might not have them tomorrow. But if we have a good character, if we have kindness, then we will be good today, we will be successful today, and we will be successful tomorrow as well. His humbleness was another example of his exemplary character. An example of his humbleness can be determined from the following statement of Qutb Medina, Hazrat Shaykh Ziauddin Madani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, who was amongst the esteemed disciples and Khulafa of Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Hujjatul Islam was a very bright and handsome personality. He was such a humble person that when I would journey from Madinatul Munawwara to Bareilly Sharif, he would be such an excellent host that he would actually take a cloth and start shining my shoes. Just imagine that he would actually take a piece of cloth and start shining the shoes. Hujjatul Islam, shining the shoes of such a great alim. Just imagine what love he had for the ulama and the mashayikh. Such affection and respect and honor towards the ulama and mashayikh. While he himself was an amazing scholar of Islam, but yet no arrogance at all. Carrying on the narration, Sayyidi Shaykh Ziauddin Madani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, says that he would shine my shoes. Along with that, he never ever allowed anyone to serve me, and he would personally serve meals to me. I have difficulty expressing the extent of his hospitality. When I would prepare to return back to Medina Sharif, he would humbly say, please convey my salams in the exalted court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pray that he calls me to the holy city of Madinatul Munawwara. Ab to Madine le bula, gumbade sabz de dikha, Hamido Mustafa tere Hind mein hai gulam do. Hujjatul Islam was a radiant personality. Likewise, his character was also admirable. He was exemplary in every way, be it in looks, habits, characters, knowledge, piety, actions, his words, his simplicity, his piety. He was always generous and merciful. Not only did those who knew him praise his character, but those who opposed him were also forced to accept the blessed nature of Hujjatul Islam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Even though he was very gentle and kind, he became very firm and strong whenever there was something against and contradicting Quran and Sunnah and contradicting Sharia. For those who were true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was like a rose to them. He was very kind to them. He was very gentle to them. Very merciful towards them. Likewise, his father, Sayyidina Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, always merciful, always generous to those who are the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When Shab-e-Barat would approach, Hujjatul Islam would ask for forgiveness and pardon from all those around him. Shab-e-Barat is coming. He knows that in few days that blessed night is coming. Before that night would approach, Sayyidina Hujjatul Islam, no matter someone is big, no matter someone is small, no matter someone is of high rank or low rank, rich or poor, he would go to everyone. He would speak to everyone, ask for forgiveness. But unfortunately, we take their names. What is our situation? Brother not talking to a brother. Sister not talking to the brother. Brother not talking to the sister. Parents and children not speaking to each other. Friends not talking to one another. Neighbors not talking to one another. Why? Why, my brother, you're not talking to your brother? Because 10 years ago, he did this and this to me. And if you go at the background of that reason, the reason is money. The reason is some petty worldly issues. That's our reason, isn't it? But look at this pious wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter who it would be, he would go to that person himself and ask for forgiveness. That please forgive me. Shab-e-Barat is coming. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please forgive me. I'm a sinful servant. Why can't we do this? Why can't we lower ourselves? We do take their names. Why don't we follow their seerat? Hujjatul Islam, such a kind person, such a calm person. He would smile with everyone. But unfortunately, what do? We have our faces like we are about to fight with someone. Unfortunately, where is that smile gone? Where is that character gone? Where is that good attitude gone? Where is that kindness and softness of the heart gone? We should return back to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we think that by making faces which may threaten someone, which may scare someone, we are becoming a very huge and big personality, we are mistaken. No, every successful and respectable person's secret is a kind character and a beautiful smile. So let's act upon these role models practically so that we may attain success in this world and in the hereafter. Huzur Hujjatul Islam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was a very pious and Allah-fearing personality. Whenever he gained any free time from his propagation and other works, he spent this time in the remembrance and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in sending durood and salams upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once there was an abscess on his body that was very painful, and according to the advice of the doctors, they had to remove that certain abscess. The doctor who was to do the procedure informed Hujjatul Islam that he needed to go through anesthesia, which makes a person faint. A person is unconscious at that time and the operation and the surgery can go through. So the doctor informed Hujjatul Islam that we will have to faint you, we will have to make you unconscious, and you will be unconscious for a certain period of time, and then we will be able to do the surgery. So Hujjatul Islam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali refused to get unconscious. He said, whatever you want to do, you can do it, but I will not get unconscious. Not only that, he said that I won't even allow you to numb that certain area. I won't allow you to numb that certain area. By saying that, he was not prepared to allow anything with alcohol into or on his body. The doctor informed Hazrat that there was no other way to do the procedure, as the absence of anesthetic would cause him unbearable pain during the procedure. The procedure was finally performed, lasting more than an hour, that too without unconsciousness, without numbing a certain part of a body, without taking any anesthetic. Hujjatul Islam went through that operation without anything. Huzur Hujjatul Islam during this time did not show any signs of discomfort and passed through the entire procedure of surgery reciting Durood e Pak upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine, a part of our body is being cut and we can feel that pain, but we do not say anything. How would that feeling be? That's why whenever there is an abscess, whenever there is a surgery, or there is something in which there is some cutting or something like this to do, so the doctors numb that area, or they make you unconscious. But Hujjatul Islam, whole procedure, he is awake, but not showing any signs of discomfort, rather reciting Durood Sharif upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we can imagine this, that he was reciting Durood Sharif on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not as a formality, but from his heart, with all his mind into the Durood e Pak and the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he did not even realize what is happening to his body. After the procedure, the doctor was completely shocked and impressed by the firmness and taqwa and the piety of Hujjatul Islam. Allahu Akbar. Hujjatul Islam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was a great orator, an admirable teacher, and learned alim deen. His life was spent in serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by propagating Islam, defending the exalted pedestal of prophethood, and educating the Muslim masses in accordance with the teachings of Quran and Hadith. This was the real goal in his life. His main maqsad was that I need to preach Quran and Sunnah. His main objective was, I need to educate the people regarding what is right according to Sharia, what is wrong according to Sharia. I need to rectify myself and the people of the entire world. This was the maqsad of Hujjatul Islam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and this is the very main maqsad which our Peer and Murshid Sayyiduna Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya gives us, ke mujhe apni aur sari duniya ke logon ki islah ki koshish karni hai. I should try to rectify myself and the people of the entire world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. And Amir Ahle Sunnat is teaching us what the other ancestors have taught us. Amir Ahle Sunnat is reminding us of what our pious predecessors have taught us. Amir Ahle Sunnah is trying to implement that in today's generation, in the young generation. The youngsters are wearing the imamas. The youngsters are going to the shops and the markets giving neki ki dawat, calling people towards righteousness. What is this? This is nothing but the faizan, the blessings of our Buzurgane Deen. May Allah Ta'ala grant our Piro Murshid, our Amir Ahle Sunnah, a lengthy, healthy life so that he may carry on like that. And we get many barakat and lot of faith from his life, from his teachings, from his amal. And may we be able to act upon his footsteps. One very important thing, which we learn in almost every episode of this series, in the series of role model, whenever we discuss regarding a personality, there is one thing which is found in all these Buzurgane Deen, the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Huzur Hujjatul Islam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi loved the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so eagerly, so dearly, that his every action was in accordance with the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, how can he not be a true devotee of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was groomed at the feet of the greatest devotee of his time, Sayyidina Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he got the tarbiyat from the greatest Ashika Rasul of his time, Sayyidina Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then of course he would be the greatest amongst the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal also grant us the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the essence of one's iman. And these ancestors have proved it practically, and we should also prove it practically. Yes, we love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we should also show it practically from our day-to-day living standards. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability that we are able to instill the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in our hearts and in the hearts of our family members. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability that we successfully follow the footsteps of these role models of ours, and may Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast on their footsteps. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with